Random House Audio presents The Mill River Recluse by Darcy Chan. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Part 1. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. Plato. Chapter 1. As she gazed out the bay window in her bedroom, Mary McAllister knew this night would be her last. Outside, the February darkness was suffused with light from the town. Thick snowflakes floated past the window. Only the Mill River itself, for which the small Vermont village was named, escaped the snow covering. Its center flowed, black and snake-like, along the edge of the sleeping town. With her left hand, Mary stroked a large Siamese cat curled next to her on the adjustable bed. With her right, she tucked a few strands of fine white hair behind her ear. Mary's eyes, one clear and blue, the other gray and cloudy, were fixed on the storm outside. She wondered what they would think of her when they discovered what she had done. The bedroom was dark, but the few lights from the town shone upward, enough to support a faint reflection of her face on the window glass. Mary looked at the reflection through her good eye. Pale and thin, she was the face of death superimposed on the darkness. She drifted in and out of sleep, awakened every few minutes by the excruciating pain in her abdomen. Finally, her hands shaking, she reached for the bottle of pills and the cup of water at her bedside. Mary poured the pills into her hand and then swallowed them all, a few at a time, with the water. She would leave this world in peaceful solitude. She would do so before her pain was so great, before her mental faculties were so diminished that she couldn't leave on her own terms.